Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to say we're reaching the world for Christ again. This is Blog Talk Radio, so just want you to get in here and worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth, and let's just have a great time in the Lord and go to church for a little while. So, go to the Lord in prayer now and invite the Lord into the service and just pray. We're going to be talking again tonight about signs and wonders and miracles. Just believe in God to give us a great time in the Lord like He's been doing the last few services. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before You, God, as humble. Lord, as we know how to come, Father, we just ask You, God, that You will give us, Lord, a good spirit and a good time here tonight. Father, send the people in, God, to call in, Father, that we can have a great witness and a testimony, God, for You as it goes out across the land, across this world, into all the world. God, we give You the praise and the glory and honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Praise the Lord. If you're out there and listening tonight and want to call in, why, just call in on our time there. We'll be glad to have you to join us there. It's 347-308-8524. That's 347-308-8524. So give us a call there and get involved with us, and we'll just have a great time in the Lord and just worship the Lord in the spirit and truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let Brother Timothy come on and sing a song right now, and you just go ahead and call in, and we'll get you right on the line. Okay, we've got a caller there right now. We'll get this caller. 508, tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, man of God. How are you?
This
is Apostle Victor, the son of our celebration talk show, coming out of a calling out of the city of Brockton in Massachusetts.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. As everybody doing today, I just want to take this time and just thank a man of God for inviting me to this special show tonight, and I'm expecting that good things and miracles are going to take place as people just plug into the system that never fails, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We're blessed down here, brother, by God's help. We're just giving God the glory and the praise for everything He's doing, and we're just having a great time in the Lord.
Amen. That's it. That's it. Don't you worry about it. Great time in the Lord, because He's provided all the necessary needs for life and eternity. We have them stored up.
Well, that economy, I tell you what, it's all in the hands of God. I hear people talking all the time about all of our problems, but you know, I believe all the problems, brother, the Word said for us to cast our cares over on Him, for He cureth for us, and that's a miracle in itself right there. I believe He just take a hold and go for us there and do what we need to do.
What's happening is that people have to have built your heaven on earth. But it can. Jesus said, let your heart not be troubled. If there was no trouble, he would not say, let your heart not be troubled. It may not be troubled today, but watch out. It's going to be trouble maybe tomorrow, maybe next tomorrow, next year. Life is uncertain as regards the flesh, but life is very certain as regards the spirit. So he's shaking every shakable thing so that God, the desire of every human being can turn to him. But even then, many are being stubborn enough to stay with the stubborn fool that fell from heaven.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, that's what it's all about. You know, like you said, that I believe everything's been shaken. That's what I've told a lot of people. You know, God's letting us know that this is a time for us to come back and get on our knees and pray and seek him, you know, to him, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And I believe he'll bankrupt heaven, brother, before he let anything hurt us.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've said a lot of times, you know, he's the slowest man I know of to always be on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He always comes through.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, I believe when we look at it and think he is not on time, he doesn't use our time. He uses eternity. And eternity, whatever comes out of eternity, lasts for the rest of eternity. So sometimes people will say, okay, God, you didn't bless me at 2 o'clock. I was expecting you to bless me at 1 o'clock, and he didn't. And then past 6 o'clock, no blessing, maybe at 7, it came. And said, wow, it took so many hours. It didn't take no hours. The Bible says, In the sight of the Lord, 1,000 years as one day, and one day as 1,000 years. What a miracle that is.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you, that's what, you know, we're looking for and looking at it, Miracle Valley there. I was talking to the brother there just a few minutes ago, and he said, tell everybody, you know, that the devil's still riding her back, and he still, you know, he called today and said they had to be off the property by midnight Friday night, but he still believes in God. And I told him, I said, we're believing God with you, brother, because God's always the slowest man that I know of to always be on time.
That's right.
He's come through several times for him, and I believe he's going to come through this time.
He ain't stopping. The Bible says, he saves to the uttermost. He goes all the way. He never breaks down. It looks like he's not coming, but I believe with the delay, he's using the delay to build up the spiritual man so that the spiritual man can overtake the physical or carnal man. Because when God succeeds in doing that, somebody's listening right now, and God has prolonged the releasing the miracle. This is what he's been doing. He's nurturing as we begin to grow spiritually. He wants the spiritual to overtake the physical. So that way, we will not lack anything. Because when we have become spiritual enough, there is no lack in the spirit. You say you need this. God says, yeah, because you are very much at home in heaven. I give you whatever you want. But some of us stay out in the physical and say, God, give me what I want. God says, give you what you want. You're going to end up in hell with Satan, because it's going to lie and then take you apart.
That's right. He'll do it, but I thank God that we can get in the spiritual realm, and God will take care of us, and he'll meet the needs.
Yeah.
The devil don't have no party over that. He'll hinder, just like, you know, don't remember, I think I preached a message here a few weeks back about Daniel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed for 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel of the Lord told him, said, I heard the very first prayer.
Yeah.
God heard your very first prayer that you prayed, but he said, Satan hindered. But you see, on the time that God had time and scheduled for, he come to Daniel and give Daniel his need.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's a lot of times the way we are. You know, we may have to pray a few extra times and a few more days. Mm-hmm. But God hears our prayers, and He's going to bring it through. He's going to let us know that it's God.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what God's trying to tell us. You know, He's shaking us and letting us know, you know, hey, wake up. Get out of your own thoughts and get out of your own physical memories, but get in the spiritual realm.
That's right.
Where I'm at.
Amen.
I'll give you your need, and I'll give you your blessing.
Mm.
I'll give you your miracle that you're needing.
Amen. Now, look at what he said in the book of Luke. Pray without ceasing. He said, men ought always to pray. Prayer is communication. That's one of the things that broke Lucifer allowed to happen. Somebody may be listening right now on this show. They have not prayed for the last maybe couple of months, and things are coming against you, and yet you're not gone to pray. And sometimes when people pray, they just run words out of their mouth and not coming from the heart. The Bible said, believe in the heart, confess with your mouth. That's prayer. Believe, confess. Look at what he said here. He said, the woman, the widow, made this wicked king. He said, yet the king almost refused. He never does any good thing to anybody. He doesn't even respect God or honor God.
Amen.
But this man, because the woman was coming often, and he broke that policy that he had not to do good to anybody. And this is what God said. And the Lord said, hear what this unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect who cry day and night? You see, we're not just sitting day and night, you're crying. The call from the heart. And then there, we now are day, nighttime, we're praying. And then those on the other side now are now up and running. And then when they start, the nighttime comes, or either the daytime comes, they start praying. And nighttime, we're doing shift. You know, so he said here, day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? What's making people not to pray? Fear. They more paying attention to fear than they would pay attention to faith. Fear is the reverse of faith. Fear is no basis. Faith has to have a base, and that base comes out of the Word of God. And if people would connect with the Word and begin to use the Word, personalize it, and begin to release it out of their mouth, they will become producers. They will begin to produce things all over the place.
Praise the Lord. We got another caller come in there, 228. Can you come in there and tell us where you're at and who you are? Two two eight. Can you hear us? Praise the Lord. About 228. Can you hear me? Well,
yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hello? Well, I don't know. I've got somebody else online there, brother, but maybe they'll get in there directly and talk to us.
Yeah. It looks like when the mic is open, it will come on, I think. Click the mic open.
Yeah, the mic's open.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they'll get in there directly if they don't, that's all right. But anyway, you know, that's what's wrong today. You know, we'll pray, you know, and I was thinking what you was reading there and talking, you know, James says, we have not because we ask not, and we pray amiss. I remember one time, this was a foolish prayer that I prayed, and I realized it after I prayed it, that it was foolish. I was praying for I thought it would be nice, you know, to drive up to these churches, you know, in a big old Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
So I was needing a new car, and so I went to the Cadillac place in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was going to get me one. Well, the guy didn't even, you know, even hardly even talk to me about one.
Mm.
Well, I went back, you know, and I prayed, you know, and I thought for sure I'd get me a Cadillac.
Mm.
Well, I went back home and I prayed some more, and the Lord spoke to me, a car dealer, a Chrysler car lot in Loudoun, Tennessee, or Lenore, Tennessee. So I said, okay. So I called that car dealer, and I told him, I said, man, I said, I'm a minister of the gospel, and I said, I've got a car that I'm afraid to even start your car lot with. I said, that's what I'm wanting to trade in for a down payment. He said, well, he said, come down here and look at it. Well, I hired somebody to take me down to the car lot, so I picked out the car that I wanted. It was a new car, and it was a Plymouth. So he said, okay. He said, we'll fix you right up. He fixed me right up with it. Told me, said, just drive it on. I said, well, now, I don't know how I'm going to get your car down here. I said, oh, I may have to end up letting you come and get it. I said, it may not even make it down here. So I took that car and I went on up there and I got that one. I started and I got about 5-6 miles from my home. That car died. So called him and told him what happened. He said, well, I'll send the record after that. And he said, just don't worry about it. So, you know, I was praying for a Cadillac. But I didn't get the Cadillac. I got a new Plymouth.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wore that car out. Me and my wife, when we let it go, we had over 300,000 miles in it. Didn't have to do a thing to the motor or transmission or like that.
My God.
Put on it and put oil and change the oil and the gas and put gas. Is all we did. And she, I prayed amiss when I was praying for a Cadillac. I should have been praying, God, you know my need. I need the car. Tell me which one to get.
Mm-hmm.
I made about 2-3 payments on that car, and God paid that car off in full. And it was a brand new 76 Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I say 76, 96. I don't know why I said.
Okay.
96 model. But God paid that car off in full. By just being obedient to him and forgetting about the Cadillac. You know, a lot of times we get wanting this whenever God says this is what you need. And whenever we get where we need to be, you know, and pray and get out of the praying, assuming upon our own lust, like James talking about there, but pray God's will and God's need to us, he will supply it to us. And I praise God because he is a miracle worker. And he is the one that will give us our needs whenever we'll come to him and with an humble heart say, God, here I am. You just won't have to meet this need for me.
Mm.
Praise God.
You know, what, like you were saying, a lot of us have made mistakes like that because we want to pursue the Joneses. Because Minister M and B is driving on a Cadillac. Maybe that was his time. Everybody has a time. There are, obviously, there are times and seasons in the world, and there are times and seasons for God to bring something to another. And today, the worst thing that is happening to the church is that we are very competitive. Instead of complimentive or complimentary. See, when we compliment, when you say you got that Cadillac and God gave you the Cadillac, I come and see the Cadillac with you, and so, oh, praise God. Thank God God gave you the Cadillac. Then I go back and say, oh, God, give me that Cadillac too. And in my mind, I'm saying, oh, no, why did you give Yield that Cadillac? Many of us are doing this, and the Satan is having a play in our life instead of just waiting on the Lord. And our motives are nasty. Motives today. Why are we doing things? Why are we raising up ministries? Why are we, I mean, the world has, their motives, you know, they're bad. But let alone the church that was supposed to be the spearheaders of the right motives, but then there's a failure in the church. But I pray that God will Now open the eyes of our understanding so that we may know that God can start us with little things. The Bible says, despise not the days of little beginnings. You know, we learn, you know, somebody was saying about a car, and I have been trained by God because I've never gotten a brand new car. He gave me a pre-owned, and you know what I did with that? I learned even to service some of those cars, and I know them now, you know, and now when a newer car comes, I know how to take care of it. So if you are faithful with the little, God will give you a greater one. Somebody's listening, and this is your correction now. Do the right thing and don't put yourself to too much of stress. Don't worry about what people say. Just listen to God.
Right. Amen. That's what we've got to do, is listen to God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
228, do you hear us in there? Can you come in and tell us who you are and where you're at? Praise the Lord.
God. Glory to God.
Praise.
Yeah. God is good. God is good.
Jesus.
Yes. Praise. Yes. Like we're saying, because I know God is just leading us this way just for a reason, because a lot of God's people, we have not done the right thing by God. He said, even my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from the wicked way. I bless the land. And I was saying in one of my broadcasts, I said, the unbelievers who don't know the Lord, if they're in trouble, and like Jonah was in that ship, and because of his presence in disobedience in the ship was about to sink. And I said, anybody who sees a so-called believer, go and get them and beat them up, because they are messing up your blessings. God says, if the believer, if that's not happening, I'm telling you, I think we will straighten up. The believers will straighten up, because if they start coming after us and beating us up because we're not doing what or be where we're supposed to be, or do what we're supposed to do, or say what we're supposed to say, they beat us up, we will start doing the right thing. You know, God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face, not get into pride, seek my face and turn from their wicked way, I will heal the land. You see, not heal their church, not heal their family, but heal the land that carries everybody. Hallelujah.
Right. Praise God. That's what I preached Sunday night.
Oh.
I took my text Sunday night from 2 Chronicles 7:14.
That's right.
I preached that Sunday night. You know, that's what the church world needs. And that's what the people, you know, God said to them that's called by my name, you know. He didn't talk to them over in the bar. He wasn't calling them, brother. He was calling the people that said, hey, I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. I'm walking up after him. And he's saying that they've got a fault in their life. So he said, if them that's which are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. And I'll heal their land. You know, I thank God that's a witness. You know, you bringing that out there tonight is a witness of what I brought out there Sunday night, you know. Because that's what's needed in the land today.
Yeah, yeah.
People, you know, if we are a child of God, then we need to do what his word said for us to do. And that's what it's going to take. If we get anywhere with God, we're going to have to do what God said. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. See, you don't look at somebody down here in the bar room. I know when I used to go around the bar rooms, I never thought about praying. But when I started going to church, I started thinking about praying, and that's what God's telling them here. He said, them that's called by his name, if they will humble, he said, Well, we'll pray, you know, and we'll pray.
He will heal the land.
Mm-hmm. And turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then will I hear from heaven and will heal or will forgive their sins
and
will
heal the land.
Their land.
Mm.
God, you know, God's talking to people that he knows.
Mm.
He's talking to people that have done, made a confession and said, Lord, you're my Savior and you're my Lord. And you know, if he's the Lord of our life and he's talking to us and he's telling us that we need to, you know, straighten ourselves up and get back in prayer line like we're supposed to be with him, and we'll get something done from God, you know, and we can hear from heaven. And God will hear us and will do the things he said he would do.
Mm.
I praise God for that.
Amen.
Praise.
Amen. So we are holding back the release of the abundance of heaven. They got stuck with us, just like when Daniel prayed. You were saying before, Daniel prayed and the prince of Persia withheld the answer.
Yes.
So the church is withholding the answer, let alone spelling out the answer. The Bible said, go preach, spread the good news, and take away the bad news. When the good news is spread enough, the bad news will disappear.
Right.
And we're not doing that. Not too many people now obey God to even share the gospel with somebody.
Amen.
It looks like they themselves don't even have the gospel, because you cannot give what you don't have. So it's a bad time for the church to get back and get to the basics and move up to all the way to the top.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
I want to move over to the side right here just for a minute or so and let Tim sing us a song, brother, and we'll get right back with you. Just stay right with us there if you can.
Okay. Okay.
And let him sing us a song. We'll get back in here with you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Once there was a king, he thought he got it right. Daniel wouldn't last into the morning light. They led him to the dungeon and they threw him in. He was on his way to supper and the meal was him. But God knew how to change their dinner plans. Never saw a hungry lion in his den with a praying man. So praise Daniel, praise. That's the way you make it through. Come on, praise Daniel, praise. Don't you let the devil get the best of you. Your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can tame the lion, let your prayer be heard. Your faith is gonna have him eating right out of your head. Never saw a hungry lion in a den with a praying man. When you hear the stomach growling, do as Daniel did. Call up to your father like a little kid. Tell him that they're big and you just heard one roar. Then get up and use your faith to block the door. When the birds start flying, they will understand. Never saw a hungry lion in a den with a praying man. So praise Daniel, praise. That's the way you make it through. Come on, praise Daniel, praise. Don't you let the devil get the best of you. Your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can tame a lion, let your prayer be heard. Your faith is gonna have him eating right out of your head. Never saw a hungry lion in a den with a praying man. Come on, praise Daniel, praise. That's the way you make it through. Come on. Don't you let the devil get the best of you. Your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can tame the lion, let your prayer be heard. Your faith is gonna have him eating right out of your head. Never thumb a hungry lion in it in with a praying man. Never thumb a hungry lion in it in with a praying man.
Praise him.
Appreciate that wonderful song. Every time I hear that song, I think of one thing. Never throw a hungry lion into a lion, into a praying man.
The praying man into the lion's den.
Because when you do, that lion's going to leave out there still just as hungry as he was when he went in. Because God's going to close his mouth. He ain't going to be able to do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him, yes.
You know, Daniel laid in there all night long and slept. I believe he just made a pillar out of one of them there and just slept.
Sure.
All night.
Wow, what authority.
He went in there, but he come out of there unhurt.
Ooh.
Because no king knows whenever he comes back there the next morning and hollered, "Oh, Daniel." And he said, "Oh, king, I'm here." He knew that he was going to deliver it because no king had done been up there praying and fasting, talking to God too. But the ones that lied on Daniel and had him brought up there, throwed in there, them and the whole family got cast in there. The lion got to eat them. He had to wait till the next day to eat because he had a man that done some praying in there with him, start out with. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, as we were talking, and this is what just came to my mind, and that has to do with the church. The church has to be in a position. Daniel was a sold-out man. Daniel did not love his life. If he did, he would get himself out.
Yes.
The book of Luke chapter 9, he says, he that will love his life will lose it, but he that will lose his life into the hands of God, not lose it for something, will save it, you know, and not too many, because we have our problems now. Everybody's trying to save themselves, and look at even the entire world, the nations, the heads of nations are trying to figure out a thing, and it's not coming out as it is the indicator. Because the Lord's hand is in the deal. There are many trials and testing that God will say, I put my hand here and nobody can turn, even the devil can turn it off, because he wanted to make a statement. And he said in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, he said, I'll shake so that I move the world to my side. But many are still stubborn from yielding to God through these things. Daniel went in, said, I will not give up my stand for the Lord. If I have to go to the lion's den and be chewed up, I'm okay. I know where I'm going.
Amen.
You know.
Praise God. You know, that brings a memory to me about the three Hebrew children, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old king told them, said, if you don't bow down and worship our idols, we're going to throw you into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they wasn't going to bow down and worship the idol or the king or none of his images.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw them into the fire furnace, and whenever they went back and opened it up, and he looked back down in there, he said, didn't we only throw three in?
Mm-hmm.
There's a fourth man in there loose, walking amongst them, and said, they're none hurt, you know.
Mm.
God, imagine how even a smell of of
the smoke
on their clothes or nothing, you know. But all the pounds and the things they had on them was burned off from them, set them free. You know, that's just what that's what God done it for them men, because they was willing. Hey, you throw us in there, our God is able to deliver us. If He don't, we're gonna go and be with Him. If He does, we're going to stay. You know, one passage of Scripture said to live is to be Christ-like, and to die is a gain.
That's right.
And that's what God is telling us today. If we will put ourselves where He is at in the spiritual realm and get to where that He wants us to absorb in the spiritual realm with Him, I don't believe there's anything that can hurt us.
Mm-mm.
If He don't deliver us from here, and we go through,
yes,
we're going to have life over there.
Amen, amen.
And you know,
hallelujah.
What else would be better? You know, like you was reading there, if we lose our own life here for His sake, then we're going to gain life over there, and that's going to be the best part. That's what we're living for.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to show people, that Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Amen.
And if we can be like Christ, you know, that's what we're supposed to be like. You know, as I said here a few days back, I believe I brought it out in the message our Sunday night. You know, the word Christian was first in Antioch. And that's
yes.
because the people saw that them disciples was different from what they were.
That's right.
And so that's what we're supposed to be like. And, you know, they were willing to look at the disciples. Some of them was crucified upside down. Some had their head chopped off. Some was stoned to death. But yet, they had life in God. They knew that when they left from here, that they were going to be with God. They didn't seek to save their own life.
Praise God.
They, as far as that goes, they hate their own life. They wanted the life that was with God. And that's what we should be like. And we get in that situation, in that spiritual realm, that we want to be more like Christ and we want to be like ourselves, then we'll do something for God.
My God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. You see, the Bible wisdom was indicating that what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world?
Yeah.
Luke chapter 9, verse 25, Jesus was telling them, even like they're saying, selling out. I did a teaching on sell out in downtime.
Yeah.
Not sell out. You know, people sell their stocks when the stock market drops.
Yeah.
But we sell out to God.
That's right.
When we're down. See, people do not give their attention, God attention, when things are good. But when things go bad, I say, now it's time to let God, and let go and let God. Right here in the 23 to 26, I believe, he said, and he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. 24, for whosoever would save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. My God. So it's a choice now. The choice is before every, so to say, believer to start with. And then we could move on to say the rest of the world who are not believers yet. But they have to have something to look to. And we are something to look to. But if we don't have the ingredients of what they need to look at and see the difference and look at themselves and say, oh, look at me, look at them, look at us, and look at themselves. He said, why are these people different? We thought we are all the same. He said, tell me the reason why you're different from me. And then the reason will be Jesus.
That's right.
Because we have denied ourselves, taken up the cross is just because we have taken to his lifestyle that came as a result of the cross when he resurrected, living a resurrected life. It definitely makes us, puts us apart from the crowd. So come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And I shall be your God, and you shall be my people.
Yeah.
Even as we are entering this election now, people are saying all kinds of things, and I'm imploring every believer to pray and get into the Spirit before making a decision and casting out their vote, or as many are going to be casting their vote for the glory of Satan instead of casting their vote that will bring glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing and telling people too. I said, just pray. Get the leadership of God and before you make this move.
Mm-hmm.
And also pray that God will put the one in there that he wants in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just don't know about this. I don't get too much into it because I don't think we ought to mix the gospel with a bunch of that, but this is one time that people really need to get a hold of God, get a hold of the horns of the altar,
yeah,
and pray and get the leadership of God before they go and make that mark or click that X or whatever they want to do in their machines, because this is something that can mean life or death for the
country. Yeah.
And I want to be well pleasing unto God myself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be as much like Christ as I can be, and I want God's will to be done.
Yes.
And the
do
way
you know?
Go ahead.
Do you know that man of God? Even the passage I just read here, there are many people today. People are struggling to make a world of their own,
yes,
apart from God. And when you look at the agendas of the different people of God should know what agenda fits into God. What is it that if God, the Bible says, if we become man pleasers,
yeah,
man is not going to live forever. Rather than please God, who said you will save it. Saving it means your life will be saved, not for a few days, saved for eternity. Anything God picks up, it picks us forever. So, like it's standing, people should take the yardstick of measuring. Look at the agenda of the two people. Who is catering for the people more than anything else, even going against what is stated by the Word of God?
Amen.
You see, because when Jesus was thrown out, the crowd said, give us Barabbas, away with Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know how many out there are saying, give us Barabbas, the thief, the robber, and we will have a good society to build on our own. Send Jesus away. They've made the worst mistake to release the thief who breaks into their homes and steals.
Yeah.
So people, the Spirit of the Lord is so available right now to give God's people the ability to discern,
yeah,
and to see things as it is. I don't know why we're touching all this point, because they're very necessary now, because there's a matter of this choice. It's not because of a particular look, a particular form, or a person, anything that does not fit in God, that, it is mama who is doing it or daddy who is doing it. If it does not fit the criteria of heaven,
amen.
In, like you were saying, man of God, I believe the way people have made it sound as if politics and Christianity are different. Politics, because of the game Satan come into play, politics, it's held out of policy. And the best policy is what God has written for us. If we use the word of God to govern the world, there will be peace like a river.
Yeah.
But because the devil came and twisted the policy of heaven,
amen.
And today we have bad policy, and the politics has become so bad.
Amen. I agree there.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah, go ahead.
But you know, Jesus tells us over there in Isaiah, you know, the scripture said that the government was up on his shoulder, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For our iniquity and wounded for our transgressions and all that, you know. If we would look to him, I was summoned one time into a court.
Hmm.
And I sat on the witness stand there and the judge, you know, asked a few questions. He looked at me and he was asking me questions. And I said, Your Honor, I said, you know, I said, I look at it like this. I said, if the whole world would let the Lord be the judge, I said, we wouldn't have no need of you.
Hmm. That's a strong one.
And when I said that to him, he looked at me and he said, you're right. He said, just step down off of the stand and said, just go outside and we'll get back with you directly. So I waited. I went outside and I waited. And I nearly hear no results of what was going on. So the bailiff come out there directly and I said, what did he ever say? Did he ever give me freedom to go or what is he saying in there? And he stuck his head back in the door and got the judge's attention. The judge asked him what was he wanting. He told him that I was wanting to know what was going on. He said, well, he said, just tell him to go on home, not to worry. He said, I summoned 100 in for a witness. And he said, he's the only one that showed up. He said, I'm going to have to deal with the rest of them on their own. He said, just tell him going home. And I just went on home. And, you know, by just telling him that the Lord was the judge of everything, then, you know, that told him something. It had to, because he told me to step off the witness stand.
That's right. You blew him out of the water.
And so I learned after that, you know, if they write me a letter or something, you know, I've had different letters wrote to me, tell me they want me to come and be a juror and all this stuff. I just write them a letter back and tell them what James over there says about not swear, and over there in Matthew not to swear, and tell them the chapter and verses, and they just write me a letter back and tell me, never mind. But, you know, I don't believe it's my place to place judgment on nobody.
No, yeah, yeah.
The Lord is the one that's going to judge all one day, and I'm going to leave the judgment up to him. I just don't understand, you know, how that, I know that the law is for the unjust, and somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to speak evil of the law. I don't want to be a part of it. Because the law that I'm serving is God, and he said that for this there wasn't no law for. Stay under his rules and his and keep his commandments, I believe we're free from a lot of that stuff.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
The thing is that because
you showed up and even made that statement, you know, it drove a strong issue into his mind. He'd be sitting and thinking over it, because right now in the courthouses, they don't produce the Bible anymore, as I'm made to understand. They just tell you, raise your right hand up, and then don't even say, help me God. I said, what's going on? At least to ensure that God's presence is there, they pick up a Bible and say, put your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, and then so help me God. You know, a lot of things are shifting. You see, just like you took the stand to say what you said, you know, I was saying on one of my teachings, I said, somebody let the dogs out. If the believer who had the opportunity to refute what was coming and did not do it, now it has become a law against the believers that you must have to do this, you must have to do that. We let them push in, just like Israel. The Arab world is saying, some of the Arab world, they're saying, okay, let's push them out to the sea. You see, they give Gaza for the sake of peace, and they're pushing more, and they're pushing more. Somebody got to take a stand. That's what is in the spirit. If we don't take a stand, what was looking like the law, or maybe a statement, becomes a law that will be turned against us.
God.
Somebody got to stand up. You said sometime, they said, for the first time, the Christians were called, the believers were called Christian in Antioch.
Right.
And then that was a mockery word that was saying, look at, they look like Christ. Good enough. And you see, because somebody did not just say, okay, don't call that. The name Christian became a household name.
Yeah.
You know, anything we allow is permitted. The Bible says if you allow anything, it becomes a law. If you disallow it, it will be thrown away, and God's law stand.
Yeah. Amen. Mm. You know, I think it's time that the Christian people come back to the landmark, seek out the old path, and when they find it, walk therein.
Yeah.
You know, we buried, you know, from the truth so far that, you know, that seems like anything and everything goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
But God has never changed. God has never changed. Hebrews, I believe, 12:8 says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And if he's the same, then he ain't never changed.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's time that we realize, hey, we're that we are supposed to be Christ-like. We're his children, and his children don't run around with the bondage of sin and try to confess that they're a child of God, because it just don't work that way. You know, we're separate from this world.
That's right.
I'm in this world, but not of it.
But not of the world, yeah.
And, you know, we're in this world because we was planted here to be a servant for him and to worship him and to honor him. And so, therefore, we can't do nothing else about it. But we can stand humble before him, that we don't have to be a part of this world's agenda, you know, the things that they want to do, you know, getting out here and getting drunk, or getting out here and robbing and stealing and chasing everything they want to chase. That's not of God. Because God said to separate yourself from it, come out from amongst it. And we'd be his children, you know.
Yes.
And so I want to be one of his kids, and I want to try my best to come out from amongst everything that's not of God.
Amen. Praise God.
And that's all we can do is just be a separate from this world.
That's right.
Praise God.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, glory to God, glory to God. God wants to really walk with a few who are saying, Lord, we want to be like you.
Amen.
You know, and it's easy. People are looking at it and thinking, oh, it's too tough. God says, I will give you power. You see, power is available. He didn't say, go do it on your own. Bible says it's the gift from above. It's not of works, lest any man should boast that they did it. So it's for the church, it's for the people of God to know that we have a great portion. He says, I give you. In the book of, now I was about to read the Genesis chapter 17,
okay.
The practice. So God told Abraham, and Abraham, and when Abraham was 99 years old and 99, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect.
Amen.
He said, walk before me and be perfect. You were talking something about walking. You know, and that's why people need to know that there's a practice. They say practice makes perfect.
Amen.
And the perfection here is not that you don't sleep, you don't make a mistake, but because Abraham was continually doing the practice, and something you do a lot of time today, people have habits, not because they'd be chronic habits, not because they were born habitual. They practice smoking, the practice lying, the practice doing something. People go to turn around and say, oh, it's too hard. I'm going to, because they're looking at choices. If there was no choice and we were not given the choice, we will be forced, like the Muslims, forced to become what they are to become, whether they like it or not. And now they're kind of partaking and they're rejoicing and dying for a course that takes them to the pit of hell. And somebody may be in that religion now and listening to this broadcast. It's time, brother or sister, to get to the place that could bring you a blessing for the rest of eternity from earth to heaven, not when you get to heaven. Because they've been lied to. Say when somebody commits... it's a matter dies for the sake of the religion. If a man, he goes to heaven, he go be sleeping with 70 virgins. I don't know where they got that. Satan just made up that lie and smear it on this brother's mind. So we have to walk and practice perfection as in, like in the case of Abraham. He continually walked before the Lord. You know, walked before me, not outside me. So the church has to do that right away.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Well, brother, let's say we've got 1 second left, so.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Let's just pray, and if we'll go off there. Praise the Lord. Well, maybe we said 15, I believe, that time. Mm-hmm. Or something, I'm not sure. But let's pray for Miracle Valley.
Yes.
And lift them up, and we'll just go off that way, and we'll talk to you later.
Again, okay.
Appreciate you and love you. Appreciate you coming on with us tonight.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we come before you, God.
Pray, Yeshua, Taraboski, Tarabokishkinaba. Rabakoski, Rabako, Trinibuski, a Father, you have given, you will not take back. Father, the gifts and the callings of the Lord are without repentance. The gift of God makes rich and adds no sorrow. We bring your servant. We bring Miracle Valley. We call Miracle in the Valley. We call Miracle in the Valley. We call Miracle in the Valley. It is done. Thank you, Lord. There will be no disturbance, no breakdown. It will be complete from the beginning to the end. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We enjoy the way you're moving. Encourage your servant to stay until the manifestation is fully completed. You've started it. You finish it. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you for this wonderful program, Father God, that your servant has put up. And somebody who will go back to the archive and listen, bless them beyond measure. We pray that your anointing continue to reign upon this show as never before. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We appreciate you coming on with us tonight, brother. So we'll